be for nearly 20 years. Elliott Counseling Group offers counseling and behavioral health medication support and management to children, adolescents, and adults of all ages. Elliott Counseling Group serves Champaign, Urbana, Tuscola, Charleston, Mattoon, and surrounding communities, with visits currently held both in person and via online telehealth appointments. More information is available at ElliottCounselingGroup.com or by phone at 217-398-9066. And now stay tuned for Disability Beat. This is Disability Beat, a public affairs program for and about people with disabilities. It's about social justice, community supports, inclusion, accessibility, freedom, and choice. My name is Vicki Nicewander, and I'm the host of this program and also the parent of a fantastic young woman with a disability.
The views and opinions expressed here are those of the speakers and do not necessarily represent those of WEFT, its board of directors, associate station manager, or Prairie Air Incorporated.
Stay tuned for an interview with Mel Leung, program director for PACE Center for Independent Living in Urbana. But first, disability news for the week of July 17th, 2023. New data from the CDC indicate that numbers of children with developmental disabilities is increasing and that nearly one in every 11 kids are diagnosed with autism, intellectual disability, or developmental delay. From 2019 through 2021, incidence of developmental disabilities increased from 7.4% to 8.56% among children ages 3 to 17, according to a July report from the CDC's National Center for Health Statistics. During that period, autism and intellectual disability diagnoses actually remained about the same, but the increase happened as a result of more kids diagnosed with other developmental delays. The findings come from the National Health Interview Survey, a regular national polling research looking at a variety of health concerns. The findings of the significant increase indicate that boys were twice as likely to be diagnosed with developmental disability as compared to girls, and that Asian children were least likely to be diagnosed as DD. Walmart says it will begin offering accommodations for people with sensory issues in most of their stores across the country. The changes will occur during specific times starting immediately and running through the beginning of the school year. A Walmart spokesperson said that from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Saturdays, most Walmart stores will lower their overhead lights, turn off radios, and replace moving pictures on televisions with still pictures to create a quieter and less stimulating shopping trip. The intent is to, quote, make back-to-school shopping more accessible to a broader range of customers, according to the company. The accommodations will be implemented through the end of August in areas where school starts before Labor Day. In areas where school starts after that, the sensory-friendly hours will be held on Saturdays from July 22nd through September 9th. Walmart said shoppers should contact their local stores for more information. The mother of a child with disabilities in Louisiana took a plea deal late last month and was sentenced to probation on 20 counts of felony interception and disclosure of wire, electronic, or oral communication. The mother, Amanda Carter, was formally charged with only two counts. She pled guilty to one count of misdemeanor illegal wiretapping and was sentenced to serve 2 years of probation and pay about $300 in fines. She was also banned from sending recording devices to any school facilities. Carter had filed a federal lawsuit in February against the Livingston Parish School Board. Because of her concerns for her daughter's safety, she had attached recording devices to her daughter's wheelchair in addition to her developmental disabilities. Carter's daughter is nonverbal, according to the lawsuit. From the records made by Carter, she claimed evidence that her daughter failed to receive academic services for a long period of time, that staff made rude comments when changing her diaper, and she was subjected to daily body searches as staff sought evidence to report the Carter family to the Department of Children and Family Services. Those recordings led to Carter's arrest. Prosecutors said that last October, Carter uploaded an audio recording of a discussion between coaches at her child's school to YouTube and Facebook. When the recording was made, her daughter's wheelchair containing the device was in the coach's office while her child was not in the chair. Although Carter told authorities she sent the recording devices to school to protect her child, the uploaded audio did not involve her daughter, prosecutors said. Several weeks later, the recording device was confiscated, prosecutors said, and Carter sought to get it back by filing a complaint with the sheriff's office and playing another recording. Carter also had received a cease and desist letter from the school board asking her to stop sending the devices to school. Joseph Long, Carter's attorney, said that the plea deal was about as light a penalty as you could ever ask for. He also said, quote, in a perfect world, she would go fight at trial, but that costs a lot of money. She's looking for closure so she can take care of her family, end quote. Carter had originally requested that the school put cameras in the classrooms for students with disabilities without success. Since then, however, the school board has placed cameras in their classrooms. The effort to put cameras in classrooms is part of a debate across the state about helping parents safeguard children who can't speak for themselves. A new law in the state requires school districts to develop policies and procedures for placing cameras in special education classrooms upon request, and to install them if the money is available to do so. Other legislation last year provided state funding for that effort. Long added, quote, prosecuting a mother of six who is just trying to protect her daughter serves no purpose, end quote. And finally, there has been yet another disturbing story about conditions for people with disabilities who currently live in state-operated developmental centers in Illinois, and that was published by reporters Molly Parker of ProPublica and Beth Hunsdorfer of Capital News, Illinois. Initially, the target of their investigation was the Choate Developmental Center in Anna, Illinois. Response by the state of Illinois has been to commit to moving a group of residents to another state operated developmental center, specifically the Murray Developmental Center in Centralia, while leaving in place three administrators at Choate, namely Director Bryant Davis, Assistant Director Teresa Smith, and Quality Assurance Chief Gary Goins. All three were indicted for official misconduct 2 years ago after they allegedly worked to get an abuse victim to change her story about who attacked her. Those charges have been dropped since no other staff members at Choate had been willing to testify against them. In the reporter's most recent expose, Parker and Hunsdorfer say that the overwhelming issues with abuse are not just at the Choate Center, but throughout the system of state-operated developmental centers in Illinois, which currently houses about 1,600 people in seven centers at a cost of more than $300 per year per person. Be sure to tune into Disability Beat next week for full coverage on their important work. We will be joined by both Molly and Beth to discuss their thoughts on their series of stories in this important issue. To catch up on their work, if you haven't read the stories yet, just search Illinois Culture of Cruelty online, and that will lead you to the ProPublica website. And that's the news for this week. You are listening to WEFT Champaign 90.1 FM. This is Disability Beat. I'm Vicki Nicewander, and I'm joined today in the studio by Mel Leung, who is the program director at PACE Center for Independent Living right here in Champaign-Urbana. Welcome to the program, Leanne.
Hello. Thank you for letting me come.
Sure. No problem. I was really excited to have you here because I've known about PACE for a very long time, but I'll tell you what, it seems to me that you've been going through some pretty significant changes in recent years and doing things that had never been done before. So why don't we start out and just introduce yourself to the listeners first, and then we'll dig into all of what's going on at PACE.
Well, I'm Mel Young. I've been working at PACE since 2018. I have two children, one 20 and one 15. So they're growing up really fast. I also have a dog named Flip. He's a senior citizen, so he's very well loved and pampered at home by all of the kids and all the family members. So been here at Champaign since 2018. I was originally from Carbondale, grew up there, been there for 25 years. But my husband got a job here in Central Illinois, and he moved the whole family, and we're here.
Yeah. So what brings you to work in the disability field?
Well, when I first started in SIU, Southern Illinois University, Carbondale, I worked with people with disability, and it just seems like the calling for me. Every time I come around and wanted to branch out, it just keep pulling me back. I worked in a facility in a day center for 25 years, and I thought that was my calling. And so when I moved to Central Illinois, it just seems to just keep pulling me back. And that's how I ended up working at PACE and love doing my job.
Well, it is obvious to see how excited you get when you're talking about the programs there and the work that you're doing. And that is really awesome to have somebody working there that really gets, you know, revved up because yes. They love their work. So let's talk first about what is PACE in general? What can people expect to get from PACE?
So PACE is a center for independent living. We help people with various disabilities. So pretty much if you have any question regarding disability, don't hesitate to call PACE. Because as I said, we don't just serve one disability, we serve various disabilities. So if you have any question, concern, or just want to be pointed out in the right direction, don't hesitate to call us at PACE because we'll be able to connect you or able to provide you resources to be able to kind of show you what you're asking for and stuff. We believe in full participation. Since we are a center for independent living, we love that we work with the consumer. The consumer guides the services. They drive the services, and they ask us what they need and what they're looking for.
And you try and figure out what that is and where they can get it.
We try. Yes, ma'am.
I know. It's not an easy task very often, I'm sure, in this area, because everybody seems to be so program-based that, you know, to think about serving somebody based on their individual needs or desires can be foreign.
Yep. And so what we do is just start that conversation with you. We, as I said, we let you guide that conversation. We let you drive that conversation. We ask you what you want to accomplish, what goal you want and stuff. So that way we can kind of point you to that direction, that what you want to accomplish.
Yeah. So even though I've just dissed programs in general, you do a lot of very specific things for people with a variety of disabilities that are kind of long-standing programs at PACE. Why don't we go through some of those for people who are not aware?
Okay, so let's start with, so I'm new to my position. I'm the program director at PACE now. But before that, I have the passion for the poor consumer with intellectual and developmental disability. Mm-hmm. So my program before I became program director, I was the PA, personal assistant, personal support worker, coordinator at PACE. Mm-hmm. Those are the two referral program that we have at PACE. So that means my job is to recruit and maintain a registry of personal assistant and personal support worker for consumers with developmental disability that is funded by the Champaign County Developmental Disability Board. We are, at the Champaign, very unique. We are the only one that has that registry in the whole state of Illinois. So wow. I have the PA, which is a statewide registry. Mm-hmm. So that's for the whole Illinois, but the personal support worker registry is very unique for Champaign County residents that if you have an intellectual developmental disability diagnosis, you can call PACE, and we have a registry that I recruit for at least once or twice a month for people to get on the registry who are looking to be hired by a consumer with IDDD.
So you are the person to call for a family member who has a child with home-based support services.
Yes, ma'am.
And how many people, how many support workers, potential personal support workers do you have in that registry right now?
So right now I am averaging 30 to 40.
Wow.
PSW. But again, as I tell you, it's a center for independent living. So I ask the consumer what their preferences is. So that means by the interview questions that you have provided me, I kind of narrow it down from that registry who might be good to be referred to you. Again, we don't decide who you should hire and who you should interview. I just provide you referral names. Mm-hmm. But for example, if you're looking for someone that you don't want to be around dogs and stuff because you have a dog as a pet, I'll be looking at that registry for someone that could be around dogs. So kind of answering those preliminary questions that you have before for a PSW. So that way when you see it, you know those questions that you told me has been answered already. So.
Yeah, yes, that's really interesting. And do you do any kind of screening, background checks or anything like that, or is that left to the person who's hiring them?
I do. So that's actually one of the good things about the PSW registry. With that, before they get on that registry, I do run those healthcare registry check. I do run that National Sex Offender, Illinois Sex Offender, and the DCFS CANS check. So mm-hmm. I do run those, but that no means that doesn't replace when you hire that person. Those background checks will be rerun again to make sure they're clear. But for me to add them to the registry, at least I do those initial checks to be able to accept them on the registry.
Yeah. And are you gearing up for the switch to the electronic verification system that's coming up?
I do. Because actually, that's one of the benefits that I have in the back. Ground of it, because on the PA, they already do the EVV, electronic visit verification. So a lot of the PA that's on the registry is pretty familiar with that situation. So that when I tell them about that in the PSW, they're not quite, oh, I don't know that, because they already know on the other side of the PA that they know how to do that EVV.
Yeah, well, that's interesting. So if anybody out there has questions about EVV, Mel is the person to contact.
I'll try my best to answer your question. If not, again, I will try to point you to the right direction. Okay. I'm the first one to say that I don't know all the answer, but I will try.
Okay. Well, that's all we can hope for, right?
Right.
So we don't want to spend all of our time on the PSW registry, but because there's a lot of other stuff going on at PACE. So what's another program that you're pretty excited about?
So many people doesn't know that PACE is a testing center. So one of the things that I didn't know until I got hired at PACE was, did you know that if you have a cell phone or a landline, you could be, and you have loss of hearing or if you need a hearing aid or something, there's this program called an Illinois Telecommunication Access Corporation. It's called ITAC. They give out free equipment for someone, like an amplified phone or a cell phone amplifier, free of charge. Because if you are an Illinois resident and you can have an audiologist or your doctor certify that you will benefit from an amplified phone or a cell phone amplifier, you could go to you. We can assist you in filling out the paperwork and sending it out to ITAC, and they will send you either an amplified phone or a cell phone amplifier for free. It doesn't cost you anything. We, if we have a landline or a cell phone, we already pay for it in our taxes. So this is a benefit for an Illinoisan to know if they require an amplified phone or cell phone amplifier, they can get that equipment for free.
Wow, that's amazing, actually. I did not know that.
Yeah.
What else is happening? You do services for people who are hearing impaired. Are there other things that fit into that category as well?
Yep. So our deaf service coordinator offers a sign language class mm-hmm. 2 or 3 times a year. So if you are interested in learning signs, a sign language, you could definitely call us, and he can connect you to when the classes start.
Mm-hmm.
He also, if you are looking for an interpreter for an event or something and stuff, and you need like a event or a gathering or something, so the deaf service coordinator will be able to assist you because he maintains a list of interpreter in the area.
So are you the ones that provide the interpreters for the upcoming Disability Resource Expo?
So they can call us for a list, but usually the event itself pays for the interpreters.
Okay. And is there a cost to a consumer who needs an interpreter?
So it doesn't usually have a cost because it's the access thing. It's the right thing.
Right, yeah. So whoever is... whatever they're needing that interpreter for, that agency should probably
be
paying for that service. So what else do we do at PACE?
Well, we do have an equipment loan closet. So that's one of the biggest thing that we have is that if you have a medical situation that you need a knee scooter or a transport wheelchair or some, don't hesitate to call PACE because we might have it in the loan closet. Rather than paying the full price of a knee scooter, for example, you could, and it's a temporary situation for you, you can call PACE. We can loan it out for you. We do encourage that you become a member of PACE because to provide, sustain our services, we do have some support. But ultimately, it's a lot cheaper to borrow it for that.
That medical equipment can be horribly, horribly expensive. Yeah. Do you take donations?
Yes, ma'am, we do, because that's how we support our service. If you're willing to donate and you're not using anymore, we'll call us, see if we can have it in our loan closet, and we'll take it. But again, you think about it. If you donate it to us, we'll be able to share that to other people who are in need of that.
Yeah. Services. So wheelchairs, things like that, you take as well?
Slide boards. We do take depends. We do for someone to have and stuff. I said knee scooter. We have rollators of walkers and stuff. We have aluminum walkers. So pretty much, if you're kind of questioning that, should I pay for this full price? Don't hesitate to give us a call because we might have it on the loan closet and it's cheaper to get it.
Yeah, well, that sounds like a great option for people who are, you know, struggling with trying to cover their medical expenses in general.
And if you're, when you're done, you can always return it back to PACE and then you can be sure that other people will benefit from
absolutely
it,
so. Okay, what else have you got?
Well,
this is pretty exciting.
Well, as I said, we have new things at PACE. We also have an advocate for access. So we call upon the whole area. If you have concerns in the community and stuff, please, it's a group for the public to join and voice out your concern. It's our advocacy group. So if you have something you want to advocate for, join us. And we'd be more than, as a group, we'll be more than willing to talk about it and come together to kind of be heard, our voice be heard out there for our concerns.
So. Give me an example of concern that somebody's expressed that you have been able to discuss and impact in some
way. So one of our members has spearheaded the shoveling of the sidewalks.
Oh, yeah.
So she personally went on the TV station and was interviewed because she was very passionate about it. Because if you know, if you're a wheelchair user and the plow come through, it gets shoveled to the sidewalk and stuff like that. And her using a wheelchair, it kind of impedes her on her travel. So she advocated for us. We created letters and we, as I said, she went on TV to kind of tell everyone, please keep an eye on those sidewalks, making sure it's clear for someone who access them and stuff.
Yeah. Well, that's great. So if people are interested in becoming a part of that group, is there a specific day and time that they meet, or should they just contact you and get that information?
It is every first Wednesday of the month.
Okay.
And then now that we have it on hybrid, so some people can come to PACE, but it also that we can have it on Zoom and you can join in on Zoom. All you have to do is call PACE and we will connect you to the coordinator of the advocate for access.
Mm-hmm.
And then they could email you the Zoom link or you can come in person.
I know there's more Mel, and we're running out of time. So we have to go through it quickly.
I think you need to invite me again because I think I have a lot more things to tell you about PACE.
I think you do.
But first, the last thing I want to mention to you is that we do have a big thing. One of our deaf service coordinator is very passionate about this movie. It's called CODA. It's for so if you're not doing anything on the 29th of July, he will have it showing at PACE. It's only $1 to come in to see that movie, to donate to PACE and stuff, but we will have free popcorn, $1 soda, and just socialize with each other and stuff. So if you have nothing to do, come over to PACE and join us on a movie day.
I have seen CODA. It is an amazing movie. Really, really good. So let's give, before we're done today, give people all the contact information that they need to get in touch with PACE, the phone number, the website. You have a Facebook page too, all that stuff.
That's a lot. So the first things first is just call 217-344-5433. That's our phone number. And just if you want to, in general, that's a general phone number. And then just tell them what you're looking for. And our receptionist will kind of point you to the right direction and transfer you to that extension. Also, if you want to email me, it's pretty easy. It's my first name, Mel, M-E-L, at PACECIL.org. And we do have a website as PACECIL.org. So that's pretty much it. And then we do have a Facebook. Just look for PACE. And it's our general Facebook. And stuff,
yeah, so. There's always something going on at PACE. I know. In the future, are there things that you're looking at as far as expanding services? Or are you just trying to keep your head above water at this point?
Well, we always dream to expand. We always want to help people and stuff. So we pretty much, as I said, it drives the consumer drives the services. So the more we hear from the community, then that kind of push us to say, hey, we need to access that service to provide more information and more opportunity for someone to access funding for anyone that's calling PACE. And
yeah. So. Well, I know that historically it's perceived that PACE is to serve people with physical disability, but you do more than that.
Yes,
obviously.
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am. We call us, as I said, we serve various disability, not just physical disability. Like we are now having our registry for IDDD and stuff. So we have a lot of things new at PACE. If you haven't been to PACE for a while, don't hesitate to give us a call because we might have it and you'll be surprised.
Okay. Well, I am surprised already. So thank you so much for joining me today, Mel Young of PACE Center for Independent Living.
Thank you for having me.
It's been a pleasure talking with you. This and other episodes of Disability Beat are available at weft.org/public affairs. For updates and information, join our Facebook page at Disability Beat Radio. To share ideas for guests or topics, email Vicki at disabilitybeat@gmail.com. Thanks for tuning in and have a great rest of your week. No, down, gonna stand my ground, and I won't back down. Pushing me around, but I'll stand my ground, and I won't back down. Hey, baby, there ain't no easy way out. Hey, I will stand. My And you are listening to WEFT Champaign 90.1 FM. Coming up next is Food Sleuth Radio. So stay tuned for that and other great programming here on WEFT Community Radio all evening long. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll talk to you next week.
Hi, welcome to Food Sleuth Radio, where we help you think beyond your plate. I'm Melinda Hemmelgarn,